God bless you. Fascinated with the song there about running to the secret place. And just want to be sharing something tonight that's going to help us run with that sort of enthusiasm to the secret place that God has got for us. Father, we thank you for your precious word. Thank you that you're speaking to your people. Thank you, Lord, that tonight you want to say something that's going to be impacting our lives in a way that will change us, in a way that will send us from this place knowing that we've met with you. So come, mighty Lord, and help us to hear what you're saying to us at this time. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to speak tonight about the strength of stillness in a stressful society. And I believe it's a message for every individual, not just the weak and the weary, not only the worried and the wayward, but also the victorious warrior and the valiant worker. We all need to know the strength that comes from stillness. So let's have a look at Psalm 46, this wonderful psalm that certainly describes an awful lot of stress going on, upheaval, turmoil, shaking and uncertainty and change. And yet there's a wonderful word that God begins to speak into the situation to bring a sense of stillness and calm. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has wrought desolation in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In a society lived at such breakneck pace, with so many pressures, distractions, and sources of conflict, where we experience a multitude of stresses and demands on our time, the Lord who created us and who knows us the best says in verse 10 of Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." This is God's prescription for healthy living. God's prescription for peace, security, victory. God's prescription for our entire well-being. Now it's true, isn't it, that songs have been sung, poems have been written, sermons have been preached about these very familiar words. And they resonate within us, don't they, in the noise and the weariness of daily life. Because they contain, now look at this, both an attention-grabbing instruction and an appealing God-given invitation. The attention-grabbing instruction is delivered as a command. Be still and know that I am God. The appealing God-given invitation demonstrates a concern. Be still and know that I am God. When we look at the instruction here, it tells us what to do in a time of crisis, when we feel overwhelmed, when we don't know which way to turn, when there seems to be no answer to the circumstances that we're in and we feel so helpless, and we just aren't sure about what is best to do. This instruction, be still and know that I am God, are very similar words to those found in Exodus chapter 14. Here, God's people found themselves in an impossible situation. They'd just been delivered from the bondage of Egypt. They'd come out of all that slavery and captivity into new life, and they were pursuing the promised land. They were pressing on, moving forward to all God's promises, the richness of his provision. But the problem was, the enemy was pursuing them from behind to bring them back into captivity, and the Red Sea was in front as a barrier stopping them moving forward. Now let me say, both as a church here and as individuals, the enemy will always be pursuing from behind, trying to bring us back into bondage. And there will always be circumstances like barriers in front of us, trying to prevent us pressing into the fullness of God's provision. And in that situation, in Exodus 14, verse 13, God says to the children of Israel, here in this position, between a rock and a hard place, the Red Sea and the enemy behind, God says, stand still and see the salvation of God. You know, sometimes that's all we can do. That's the best and the right thing to do. The salvation of God is supernatural and it's miraculous. The salvation of God meets our every need. It is that which brings completeness to us and is the answer in any crisis. The salvation of God can be seen. It's tangible. It's something very practical. But sometimes you and I, we get in the way of what God wants to do and the miracle that he wants to work. And as it were, God is just saying, come on, step aside and see what I'm going to do in this situation. Just stand still, do nothing, but watch me work in these circumstances. And that's what God did for the children of Israel. God just blew and the Red Sea parted. They walked through on dry land. The enemy that was coming from behind tried to pursue them, but they were totally and utterly destroyed by God. The Bible says never to be seen again. And God brings that command into our lives when sometimes we're not hearing as we should be hearing, and we're not paying attention as we should be paying attention. The answer to our crisis is to stand still and let God work. Stand still and see God intervene and make a way where there seems to be no way. But then this appealing God-given invitation that demonstrates such a love, a compassion, a concern, where God is saying, be still and know that I'm God. God is just expressing that he understands the struggles that we go through, the tiredness that we feel. He understands the weariness, those occasions where we feel worn out, burnt out, and unable to give out. This invitation comes to draw near to God, to be still beside the Lord, to know the rest that only he can bring into our lives. Jesus spoke these words that remind us of that invitation in Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all that are weak and that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you shall find rest for your soul. Sometimes being still isn't necessarily a place of inactivity, but simply a place of walking together with Jesus. Learning from Jesus, letting our attention and our focus be upon him. The words, be still and know that I'm God, are among the most life-changing in the Bible. All of our strength, development, and potential flows out of our response to them. And this directive is of utmost importance, especially in times of trouble, whatever kind of trouble that might be. Which is why we're reminded in verse 1 to 3 of this passage, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore we will not be afraid, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its tumult. The fact is, trouble is part of everyday life. Trouble will come to each and every one of us. We need to be alert and ready for that. Peter puts it like this in 1 Peter 4 and verse 12. He says, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that comes upon you, as though something strange were happening to you. Peter was saying it's the normal Christian life. It's par for the course. In fact, if you've not been through a problem recently, Or if you're not going through a problem right now tonight, then let me give you a weather forecast. There's a storm blowing, and it's coming in your direction. You can be absolutely certain that these stressful times, these troubled times, these difficulties will catch us up, and we'll find ourselves in circumstances that cause us to be somewhat questioning about the situation that we're in. And you know, our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being is determined by God being